The Washington State Convention Center in downtown Seattle is planning to expand at a cost of nearly $2 billion. A new site would more than double the convention center space. There's currently a Metro bus terminal there. But the project needs to come up with an extra $200 million. So convention center leaders have an idea to fill that gap: tax rental units like Airbnb. Reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock explains.
That's the only other thing. At an Airbnb apartment, newlyweds Shannon and Eric Yale are sitting down to shrimp tacos.
So I didn't hear back from Comcast.
They're figuring out utilities for their new house. They relocated from Minneapolis a few months ago, home hunting and living in Airbnbs.
We can't afford like a hotel night where it's like hundreds of dollars a night sort of thing, which is normal in Seattle, I'd say, for like even a basic hotel.
And Josie the cat probably couldn't come. Also, hotels in Seattle charge extra tax, an extra 7%. Right now, the tax only applies to big hotels. So far, Airbnb guests like them don't have to pay it. But that may change soon.
Thank you very much for your testimony and joining us today.
In February, state lawmakers heard a pitch for why small hotels and short-term rentals need to pay more tax. But the pitch isn't coming from Airbnb's usual critics, like housing activists or City Hall.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Jeff Blosser, CEO of the Convention Center.
It's coming from the Washington State Convention Center. Those new taxes would fund the Convention Center and its proposal to expand, creating more revenue and jobs, Blosser says.
$235 million in visitor spending, 2,300 new jobs that will be created full-time, as many as 6,000 construction workers.
The thing is, the Convention Center already gets millions in tax dollars. Last year, it got $77 million. Those come from taxes on rooms in big hotels. When visitors stay there, the extra tax they pay can only be used by the convention center. That's by law. And voters don't get a say. Still, the convention center says those taxes are not enough.
We're going from floor 4 to floor 3.
I'm riding the convention center escalators with Matt Griffin of Pine Street Group, the developer managing the expansion project. 2 years ago, the estimated construction cost was $700 million. In March, it was over $900 million.
How do you feel about the construction cost as it stands now?
Well, you know, things in Seattle are expensive. We are fortunate to have a strong economy. We're fortunate to have a place where the contractors and the subcontractors are quite busy. And the flip side of that means if you buy construction services, they cost more.
But expected revenue for the project is down, Griffin says, because fewer visitors are staying in big hotels.
Firms like Airbnb and HomeAway have taken a bigger share of the market. And so the correction that needs to be made in the way the tax is collected is that those firms need to pay the same tax as the other hotels.
Airbnb doesn't take a position on the proposal, but some housing advocates say it's not the best use.
We think that that money should be used specifically in Seattle to address affordable housing issues.
Howard Greenwich is with Puget Sound Sage, a grassroots group. He says short-term rentals, like Airbnb, are taking homes off the market and pushing people out of town. That's the big picture.
We're having a debate about short-term rentals that has to do with displacement of low-income communities, immigrants, refugees, people of color. And here are the hotels coming in and saying, hey, here's this new revenue that no one's thought of. Let's grab that for the convention center.
Airbnb guests like Shannon Yale and her husband also don't like the idea.
That money doesn't send a child to school or buy lunch for a child who currently needs it.
Still, she wants to know the business case.
Without knowing the tangible benefits, it's hard for me to pick business over human needs right now.
And that's the crux of the debate, balancing economic benefits and human needs. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.